Good morning. Coming up on 810 here on the Mighty 690. And joining us, we have Superintendent of South Coffeyville Schools, Daryl Pruder. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Making your KGGF debut under my reign, at least.
I am.
That's great. That's great. So, so you're here because we have an upcoming project and a bond, right?
Right. April 4th is the election day, or the vote time to vote day. And what we're trying to do is pass a $1 million bond to build a structure of a gymnasium. We know we can't build a full gym. So what we're trying to do, if we at least get the building part, air conditioning, restroom, concrete floor, if we get that part, then we can do some more.
So, yeah, let's explain kind of what you're dealing with right now with the one gym between all the grades, right?
Right. We have one gymnasium that pre-K through 12 use, and that's used all day, every day. It's on the weekends. We have an open gym on the weekends, so it is well, well used. And we just, it's a nice facility. It's small. We had an opportunity to host district's playoffs this year, and our seating capacity was too small, so we couldn't host the district playoffs, which that was a disappointment for us. But other than that, on rainy days and bad weather days, that place gets no rest. And we are a growing district. A lot of people don't think that, but we are. We are a growing district. Our student right now is around 250 students. So when I started about 4, 5, 6 years ago, we were down at 220, 230. So we are growing. But what we're really looking at is the future. And we see the district continuing to grow. We see the need there. And if we don't do something now, I mean, then it's another 5 years or another 10 years. And if we start, at least it gets us a beginning. And we know we can't do it all. Like I started, I think to do a full facility would be $2.5 to $3 million, we think. You know, prices and interest rates, material prices, they're kind of up and down and around. But what we've looked at, we've been working with Crossland Construction to look at least a shell to start with. And we can still utilize that shell. We could have indoor recess. We could have activities in it. We just won't be able to host basketball games because we wouldn't have a floor at this time, a wood floor. We could probably do a composite floor, but that's not what we need. We need a good wood floor for activities, athletics, and that. So what we're trying to do is do a phase one, and then the next phase could possibly be the floor and the bleachers, or we really need a storm shelter too. So we'd like to do on the ends of the gymnasium eventually is build a locker room, storm shelter type facility, because we really have nothing like that. We meet in the commons area, and that's really not it's the best place we have, but it's not a storm shelter. So eventually we'd like to do that, and we know that's going to cost some money. That's our issue.
Yeah, well, that's an important issue, especially, you know, being here in Kansas and Oklahoma in this area. You know, this is where all the severe weather is. So, yeah. Obviously, there's a cost associated with that. And first of all, you said we had basically some money coming out, a bond issue for the playground, right? That's going to be coming off, right?
2 years ago. No, it's not coming off.
Okay, yeah, but it's just the we have it on already.
Right, we have that on. South Coffeyville has enough area or bonding capacity of $1.4 million, and that's all we could ever raise through bonds. Several years ago, we did a bond to buy buses, and that's paid off. 2 years ago, we did the $400,000 for the playground, heating and air conditioning, roof repair. So that's the $400,000. So that gives us $1 million left. Once we begin to pay the $400,000 off, then we could bond against that capacity that we've already paid off.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but with the number of mills levied, if this is passed, it's still going to be at par, or maybe even a little less than some of the area districts, right?
Yes, even if we reach capacity of the the million, we will still be the least bond or the least tax levied school district in Nowata County. And speaking of that, if for this $1 million, if you have a house that is taxed at $1,000, your tax increase would be an estimated $11.24 a month. So if you have, if you pay taxes, not the value of your house, but the taxes on your house, if you pay $500 of taxes annually, then or monthly, then you would be $674 a month in an increase for this bond. So it's not really out of line for what we're going to get.
Sure, sure. And I know, you know, it's always can be a tough sell when people are saying, well, you know, I don't want my taxes to go up, that sort of thing. But
Nobody ever wants that.
Yeah. You pay taxes too. You know, we all pay taxes.
Everybody. Yes.
But, you know, well, I guess what do you want to say to those people who are like, yeah, we can't take any more taxes?
I empathize with them. But I do believe if we don't start now, we may never have this opportunity because it'll still be. The need will still be there in the years to come.
And then how long would this take to pay off then?
10 years. The $400,000 is a 10-year bond. This one will be a 10-year bond as well. And we have not started paying on this. Will be the next year will be the first year we started paying on the $400,000. So it takes a while to get all the stuff, all the ducks in a row. And
Would this be for, you know, anyone living within the school district or the city limits? How does that kind of work?
This is just the school district.
Okay.
Well, and the city limits is in the school district.
Yeah.
We have, I think, 62 square miles of school district. So we're fairly small, and that's part of our issue. There's not a lot there to tax.
Population-based-wise.
So, yes.
Gotcha. So when is, let's remind folks, you know, when this vote is, you know, how do they vote, that sort of thing. This is the only thing on the ballot, right?
This is the only thing on the ballot, and it's April 4th, and it's the polls open at 7 o'clock to 7 to 7. So, and it's at the regular voting place or polling place.
Very good. So anything else that we should know about this?
Anything else we should know? We know we can't do it all, so that's why we're looking at the phases. And a lot of people think, well, you won't be able to use it. Well, we can use it, but just not for the basketball games yet.
Sure. Events, you've mentioned like indoor recess, because right now, I mean, what do you do for when it's pouring down outside and recess for the kids? What are you doing at
the moment? Well, we have a room we take some of them to, but everybody has recess at the same time. So we utilize the gym, which is also having PE classes in it. And we use we have a building that was the old library. We took the library books that moved them to a different facility or a different room and made that an indoor recess room. But so we move a lot of things around. But
so this could even, potential impact even kind of on the academic side, maybe freeing up some space and then that sort of thing.
Exactly. We could, that room, the gym would be used. It just won't be used for that yet. $100,000 puts a floor in, and we do fundraisers, and we can do other ways to raise some money, not just through bond. We can do a lease purchase on bleachers, and we can do a lease purchase on a gym floor. This is the last year we redid the energy efficient lights, and this is the last year those will be paid off, and that would give us $10,000 a year that we could move to do something else with. So there's other ways. We don't always have to do the bond. We have a gala coming up.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Yeah, April 22nd is the gala, and that's a big fundraiser for us. We raise $10,000 to $15,000 annually at that. So, and then we get donations. The basketball team qualified to move out of districts, and almost $6,000 to $7,000 was donated for the basketball team. So we have people that are willing, that care about our facilities and that are willing to give, and we think this could happen too.
Well, and you've also had the weight room fundraiser, right?
The weight room mm-hmm. fundraiser. Also, the Cherokee Nation donated $50,000 to renovate the baseball field. So we're working on that right now. So there are people that have a heart to take care of South Coffeyville, and they will help as well. But we have to start.
Yes, yes. So, you know, this is obviously, it's a big, big thing coming up here, but that, you know, if you don't get this, then, you know, the smaller ones will sound like be a little easier, you know?
Exactly.
So you want to get this, you know, big piece out of the way, and then you can kind of pick away at it
exactly.
as you can.
The structure's the main part. If we don't have that, we can't do anything else.
Sure, it makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, so if we start there, and I know $1 million is a lot of money, but if we'd have done it 10 years ago, we'd have got a whole lot more.
And you said that you've also looked at some of the other districts, like I believe here in Coffeyville, you said this company has done similar projects
right.
and that sort of thing?
Built the middle school gym here in Coffeyville, and Crossland's a major construction company. They do a lot of that, and we're looking at those guys as a construction manager, and that's how we've incorporated that at this point, trying to get them to be the management of this project.
Yeah, well, that is, you know, good that you've seen some results from, and compared with the work that they've done in other districts.
Oh, really good work, yeah.
So, all right, anything else?
Thank you for having me. We need to make this a regular.
We do. I'll get you on the calendar. How about
all
that?
Right.
We can do it. All right. Well, Superintendent Daryl Pruder, thank you so much for coming by here this morning.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
All right. And hey, we'll get started with Open Line here in just a few moments. Chris, have an update for us.
Absolutely. Yep. The standoff in Terryville is over. The suspect was taken into custody just about 45 minutes ago, and there is no threat to the public in Terryville at this time.
Okay.
That comes from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office.
Okay. Thank you for that. So we'll continue to keep everyone updated on it, but I appreciate you looking into that, Chris. All right, and we'll be back with Open Line right after this.